7:25 y es muy difícil para mí.
Millie Martinez of Syracuse needed help from an interpreter to tell of her plight at the minimum wage hearing in Syracuse today.
The wage an hour is 7:25, and it is very difficult for me to support my kids with that.
She was one of several Central New Yorkers urging lawmakers to raise the state's minimum pay from 7:25 to 8:50 an hour. Many, like Jerry Dennis of the Service Employees Union, noting even 8:50 isn't enough to live on in this day and age.
Living wage in this country is about $13 an hour without health insurance. All right, so even 8:50 is a far cry from that.
On the other side of the issue, folks representing business who say raising the minimum wage would kill jobs. Ted Patricus of the Retail Council of New York State says their biggest concern, though, in this bill,
seeing a permanently fixed requirement that requires that minimum wage to go up year after year is something that really does concern them about their ability to bring on new people, to keep that wage, to keep their current staff happy.
Syracuse Assemblyman Sam Roberts looks at where this debate goes from here.
We share the information, you know, that we gather from the public at these hearings, and then we put it to the floor.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.